With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Questions You Have, Answers I Give is an exclusive listener Q&A podcast I do on the Steel Wars supporter page. Here's a clip from episode 7. Ludwig Magnusson, as a listener, I know it is your biggest wish to see Luke light up his green lightsaber, Ignite the Green, once again in the new movies. However, wasn't that lightsaber destroyed on the second Death Star? When Luke declines the Emperor's offer to turn to the dark side, he throws it away. I don't seem to recall any scene where he goes to pick it up before he carries Vader to his ship while the Death Star is about to explode. Anyway, thanks for a great podcast. Well, Ludwig Magnusson, you never do see him pick it back up. That's left to the audience's imagination. However, you do see it hanging from his belt during that sweet, sweet Ewok celebration. So, he still got it. The best lightsaber of all time. He still got it. As if you'd leave that on a Death Star that was about to explode. But I want him to ignite that green lightsaber. I hear conflicting things about whether he does in episode 8 or not. So that's not a spoiler because they're conflicting things. I'm hearing everything. I'm hearing he does. I'm hearing he doesn't. I'm hearing he might. I'm hearing he might not. That is even Stephen. But I have thought about whether I want to know or not. So I'll talk about that. So this is my train of thought. If he is going to ignite the green, I'd rather not know. However, if he isn't going to ignite the green, I'd rather know so I don't pin all my hopes on that. What a tricky situation that is. So I don't know. I think either way, once I see him do it, it's going to be the best thing ever, whether I know he's going to or not. But yeah, I think to save me just getting disappointed, I'd want to know if he doesn't. So therefore, I kind of want to know if he does, just to put my mind at ease. If anyone can get back to me with that information, that would be fantastic. Frush! Would you ever want to see a live-action Star Wars TV show? What format do you think may or may not work? Of course I would. Of course I would. I would also, maybe it's the easiest version, like to see a Star Wars cartoon not on a kids' network. Is that an oxymoron? I know it's for kids, but just, I don't know, just not, like, I don't think Star Wars, like, I don't, Star Wars, like, Ezra, the way he just recites everything he's doing and stuff, there's no character in the films that acts like that. So I'd like to see a slight more mature cartoon, but a live action show. You know, people are always pitching, you know, this would be a great Netflix series. I would like it on Netflix or HBO or something, just not to have ads, cut it up. But then the live tweeting, oh no, you wouldn't want to live tweet it the first time anyway. Live tweeting, I shouldn't get caught up in that sort of stuff. The I think maybe the reaction, that would be cool, to be able to do an instant reaction show if everyone was watching it at the same time. Just having a sip of coffee here. What format? I think, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I didn't really. I watched the first few episodes and kind of drifted off. I think that, which it had the original conceit that it was gonna sort of follow along with the ongoing Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I don't think Star Wars should try that. I think they should go find their little window of time in the timeline and fill that in and not have to like interact with movies and stuff like that, because I don't know, the whole, you know, you got the story group and all that, but I still, I don't know. I don't think, you know, everything does click in perfect. So I think it's better to separate things out and also not to clog the timeline. You know, you fill everything in. Everything doesn't have to have a story attached to it. Every minute doesn't have to be depicted in a book, a comic, or a television show. You know, like a, of course, like a bounty hunter based thing that various bounty hunters could, you know, you could go and follow their stories, and sometimes they team up or interact, would be fantastic. You know, some sort of Old Republic type, you know, a bit more of a medieval type, Jedi, time period would be awesome. But I think when you put it in a timeline that's like direct with the current films or something, you're gonna suffer. Like, it's not gonna be as grand. You're used to seeing Star Wars on a television, you know, even if it's a film, you know, it's, you know, sometimes you, like, I watched, there was a TV on at the bar last night and it had some sci-fi series or something, and just the effects, you know, they were not Star Wars effects. So, like, even like when you look Battlestar Galactica, which was a great series, the new series of Battlestar Galactica is awesome, but its effects, its spaceship effects, don't stack up. There's something a bit frosty of it compared to a Star Wars feature film. You know, that whole 1313, that sounded that pretty awesome. Which was the, you know, the underworld sort of, which is sort of that bounty hunter thing, which I think everyone's first sort of Star Wars TV show, what should it be? You know, bounty hunters. It's a rich world that we're all pretty fascinated in. What about a live action remake of those Ewoks cartoons, huh? We are the Ewoks, we're the heroes of the forest moon. The best. The best. This month on the Steel Wars supporter page, I am dropping 31 pieces of audio content, which will mean it works out to one new piece a day in celebration of Rogue One, a Star Wars story. As well, you get complete access to our back catalogue library, all the full Steel Wars episodes, and all the bonus contents, all the other questions I have, answers you give, all the Gonk and Steel shows, and the movie commentaries. All for just $3 Australian a month, which is about $2.20 American. It helps keep the normal Steel Wars podcast running, and for that, I give you a ton of bonus content, especially this month, with new content each day. It all comes in an exclusive RSS feed or accessible through bandcamp.com, and all the normal Steel Wars episodes also come ad-free. What a month to be a Star Wars fan, and what a month to drop $3 on the Steel Wars supporter page. All those details are at steelwars.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.